going on, ladies and gents? We are the Trophy Husbands. It is hot as balls out. It's hot, and so are we. I'm Marcus.
Yeah. I'm Nick.
I'm Will.
Back again, yeah. We have Will back with us again for the second time, and we also have Liz.
Yes.
He brought his girlfriend Liz with him this time. Kind of similar to last time, honestly, in which we just needed a very last-minute replacement because...
You make me feel so good every time.
Like, hey, Will, my prom date didn't show up.
Well, it's helpful when you live literally right down the road.
Yeah, a block.
Yeah. But that's part about being neighbors, right?
Yes, absolutely. But we did not get... Luke up there this week because his truck was actually stolen in Baltimore.
Invalid excuse.
So,
walk.
I'm sure whenever he gets back on, that's going to be an interesting story to hear.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that.
But, and then Steve forgot to mention with us that he was going to be with family around the time we were planning to record. And so Marcus and I didn't feel like waiting around for 2 hours for Steve to join.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steve.
Well, actually, it was funny because we ran into Steve yesterday as we were going to market because we were Pokemoning outside of market.
Was Steve Pokemoning too? Because I would not have been surprised.
I think he was meeting Nick.
He met up with Malenka. He was meeting up with him
to Pokemon. About to say, they've been going out and doing that constantly.
Yeah, we went out to Baltimore on Friday.
So let's jump into that. I saw the Snapchats from Luke and whatnot. How was everybody's Friday?
Friday was actually pretty fun. He shot me a message, and then he called me, and I didn't get it, so I shot him a message, like, what's up, and I called him back. He was just like, yeah, we're going to Baltimore, you want to come? And so, it was super last minute, but it was pretty fun. It was me, him, Malenko, Sarah, Luke, Brian, Sam, and Brian's friend, and... They're just like, all right, we didn't go to the Rockwell.
I saw that, amazingly.
Yeah, tried to meet up with Brooke. I don't know if you guys know Brooke. Brooke Miller.
I don't think so.
No. She was Kelsey's roommate, the one that always hung out with Luke.
Who's Kelsey?
All right, never mind.
I probably met her somewhere.
I don't know most people by name.
I probably know her by face.
You guys are just like, oh, it's that one with the thing. And
with the face and
yeah,
stuff.
The stuff in the face.
I'm that person who every time I see somebody who I'm sure I know, I just say, hey, man. I don't know their name.
Until you hear their name.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then I keep saying, hey, man, because I don't remember it.
So that's why you only called me man for the first 4 months that I knew you.
It is. Yep.
But, yeah,
That was good. It was funny just because Steve was just like, I'm out with my friends tonight.
Well, Steve had it where I was going out of town because I was going to Alex's place this weekend. And then Maggie was going out of town. I think she was going on... family vacation or something or another. So he basically had the entire apartment to himself for the weekend, and he was all excited. I was like, "Ooh, what can I do? What am I gonna do by myself? And what am I gonna do? It's gonna be great." And
that's what I said to him when we saw him yesterday. He's like, "Yeah, Nick's out of town for the weekend." I was like, "Oh, you gotta be loving it."
Yeah, and his response was, yeah, I get to use the AC.
That's because Steve puts the AC at like 64. And then Maggie's sitting there, like, wrapped in blankets, and I'm like, you're making it way too cold.
Dude, I'm with you on that. Like, I can't, I do not like AC for that reason.
If I can do fresh air, then I will, but I'm also not the type that, if it has been god-awful hot outside the last couple of days, and if I'm sitting in my room... literally just sitting there doing nothing and I am sweating, like dripping sweat, then I will break down and turn on the air conditioning. Otherwise, I'm just like, window it. I will suffer.
Yeah.
I like my AC. Yeah.
I know you do.
it's a necessary evil.
I think you can always add more layers. There's a point where you can't take enough layers off.
Yeah.
Well, there's rip off that skin.
Well, there's a point where you can't afford your layers because you're paying for the electric
Exactly,
bill.
Exactly.
So you better cold shower and naturalist that shit. Let them balls swing, bro.
Hey, you know I won't care if you walk around the apartment with your shirt off.
There you go. That's an invitation right there.
True.
Woo, woo.
Take it off, sweet cheeks.
I'm going to start walking around the street like that, too.
Oh.
Getting tased!
But, so then for me, Friday, like I said, I was out of town. I went up to Alex's place where nothing too terribly exciting happened. Pretty much hung out and went to sleep. That was my Friday. Nothing.
That sounds relaxing.
Nah, quotes. For me, that's...
Little air quotes around the sleep part.
That implies they read the Bible all night, right?
That's right. Particularly the Gospel of John. It's very
enough
interesting.
Enough room for the Holy Spirit.
It's like those dances all over again, eh, Nick?
Dude, you have no idea. That's exactly what they used to do.
Like, oh, yeah, that's right, because you went to Catholic.
I say, at Catholic school, during the dances, people would start dancing, you know what I mean? Teens start getting a little dirty with it.
Everybody does it.
Teachers, chaperones would come up and separate them and be like, remember to leave enough room for the Holy Spirit.
But
that is the exact quote they would say to us. And we'd just scoff at them like, come on.
They always say that, but then what about being forgiven for our sins on Sunday?
Leave enough room for the Holy Spirit. Screw that, I'm above a grind.
Pretty much. R. Kelly.
It's a spirit. How much room does he need? He can fit into like the micro atomic level.
He's
room.
Within all of us, so he's already here, ma'am.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
But I was kind of in Steve's shoes for a little bit there, because I think it was Sunday. No, it was Monday to Friday. My family had gone to the beach, but I stayed home, so it was kind of like, I have the whole place to myself. What do I do? Stuff in things. Like, I just did, like, it was like one day, I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna cook all of these pork chops. And then, like, the following. Dude, because it was just me.
Why not?
Let me just run screaming through every room in the house real quick. Why? Because I can.
I have a luchador mask and I don't need pants on.
So, How was everybody Saturday then?
What did we do? What did we do even Friday?
I was gonna say, you guys never got to your Friday. Did you guys do anything or just chill?
Wait, Friday night I came home from work and I just was like, yeah, I'm not having it. And then,
was that Friday?
Yeah, and then
that was Thursday.
Oh, maybe that was Thursday. Coming back from the beach was kind of rough.
Yeah, we've just been hanging out at the apartment with the neighbors and stuff.
Right, so, my Saturday was pretty uneventful. Again, just chilling at Alex's place. Two of her friends came up then. Amber came up, and then her roommate, Rachel, was up. Her old roommate.
The invisible I thought you one. Meant Rachel Green.
No, not Rachel Green.
Rochelle.
Not that Rachel. But, so they were up, and pretty much what ended up happening is we were just drinking a boatload. Well, I was drinking a boatload. And,
that's about right.
Everybody else was completely sober.
Not true. Rachel had a few. Alex had a few. Amber was doing pretty good. Amber was keeping up with me pretty well. But, and then we just literally spent hours on hours on hours playing Cards Against Humanity.
Nice.
That was fun.
Oh, it was great, because Amber has, like,
the expansion?
The expansion, but then, like, even more of, like, the individual small packs. She has, like, cards, a box of cards that's, like, that long kind of thing.
Wow.
Like, a good, sorry, viewers, like, for a good, like, 2 feet or something like that, foot
you know
and a half.
What else that, what's that long?
Subs?
A 2 foot roller.
Do they make those?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, because they make them, like, they make a 12 inch and then a 36
yeah.
for the yard.
That's what you think.
Will's going to start marketing this. He's just like, there's an entirely unexplored market here for 24-inch rollers.
I think that was 16-inch ruller or 18.
For a foot.
It's probably very specific for something.
Yeah.
Use it for something.
Yeah, measuring.
Look here, you fucking dick.
I mean, he's
not
wrong.
That was a good answer.
He's not wrong. But, did you do anything then?
No, dude, it was weird. Like, I wanted to go out, and I was trying to.
But the struggle was real?
The struggle was fucking real. I don't know what the hell happened. I felt terrible yesterday. It was like, I don't know if it was allergies, or I think I caught a fucking air conditioning cold. Just, like, being in that too long and going from, like, working outside to coming inside.
That drives me crazy.
I actually think I have that right now.
Yeah. And so I'm, like, congested. I just felt like a giant pile of horseshit that was on fire. So
that's really descriptive. How do you know what that feels?
Let me tell you about my descriptive words that I learned from Schoolhouse Rock.
That was on Schoolhouse Rock?
The rated X version.
Oh my.
I felt as useful as a bag of dicks with no handle.
He's just a dick. Yeah, he's only a dick. And he's getting thrown at a chick.
Wow.
But yeah, dude, I felt terrible yesterday. And at one point, I was trying to figure out if everybody was going out or doing something. And then I just said, fuck it. And I went to bed at like 11.
Nice.
Well,
sounds relaxing, though, actually.
I know. It's weird how, like, when you're younger, you just never want to grow up, and now that
now
we're older,
we still don't want to.
Yeah, but we're like, going to bed is so fun.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing: like, you grow up.
Going to bed is so fun.
Right.
Going to bed is fucking amazing. Dude.
It is.
Speak for yourself.
Well I have because
you never sleep.
It's a torturous event for me.
The struggle's real.
The struggle is real in this case.
What happens when you're a fucking robot?
Oh,
thanks.
Yeah, you don't have a heart.
Wow! Ouch!
It's true, or a soul.
Thank you. Thank you.
He's a very loud talking robot.
Yeah. He has one emotion, smiling.
I can have more.
But yeah. Hungry.
Does that really count as an emotion, though?
It does if it lasts long enough.
It turns into hangry.
Yeah. Haven't you been up when you see the like feed a child commercial at 3 a.m. when you're just trying to watch reruns of shit and you're just like, man, that just reminded me I could really go for a sandwich right now.
You mean
now.
With like Sarah McLachlan?
Yeah.
You know she's actually coming to the Strand.
I'm not going to the Strand, but she can.
Yeah. I'm just saying, she's coming to the Strand, and I'm like, I don't ever want to go see that show, because I feel like it'd be like, she'd play one song, and then she'd be like, there are children starving in Africa. And I'm like, I paid money to hear you sing, not talk about this.
As soon as fucking Arms of an Angel comes on, there's going to be so many dudes in the crowd that's just like, I was trying to spank it and have a good time. You fucked everything up at 2:30 in the morning.
Now I got to go buy a dog.
Yeah, about that. When are we getting a puppy?
When we can afford a puppy.
Dang it.
Good try.
Dogs are expensive shit. People
yes,
don't realize
they are.
That.
People forget about that, and then they get one, and
they're
like, oh, shit, $3,000 in vet bills.
Fuck.
If I have to pay $3,000,
I guess I'll just have a sick dog.
It's cheaper to buy another one.
Oh,
whoa!
Terrible.
Wow.
Wow, that got really dark.
We'd like
dark
to thank PETA for being our new sponsor.
Yeah. The SPCA.
Yeah, them too. And we're gonna start our own reuse an animal cafe. If you don't want it anymore, you bring it. You kill it, we grill it.
Ooh. Whoa!
Wow.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh my god.
This isn't China. We don't eat our cats.
I don't know, man. I fully
Where
believe
do you think?
America is at the top of the food chain. Well, not America. People.
we're gonna eat Canada, damn it. Give us your health care.
Yeah. Meant to say just all humans. Boy, I mean, we should be able to eat whatever we want. Not necessarily pets, but, you know.
If I make it
well, out. Rover, you did good.
If I want to try horse meat, I should be able to try horse meat.
I'm down.
Eat a zebra?
Yeah. I'd like Black Beauty next to my Black Angus. Thank you. If I may get explicit, where do you think the term eating pussy came from? Thank you!
Yeah.
Oh,
Lord.
Point.
Mike or, fucking dropped.
Or it could be bestiality style. I'm just saying, I mean, neither of those are good things in my opinion, but it could have gone either or.
It's also the first thing Nick thinks of, so.
Worst burgers?
Bestiality.
Oh, that too. No wonder you have so many national
Nick's been waiting to talk
pictures.
About bestiality for weeks.
Oh,
now.
I've been waiting to drop that one.
That's why you're not allowed at the zoo anymore.
I mean, you just look at them in a weird way, what they call a weird way, and you know you're banned for life.
Yeah, you're not allowed to look at the animals with your hands down your pants.
But if you go to a strip club, you're not frowned upon.
Very true.
So, I love how this started with Sarah McLachlan, right?
That is how this normally rolls.
Have you not listened to an episode?
Oh, no, I've listened to plenty, like, at work.
You've been out with us at the bar. This is nothing different.
True.
I do want to bring up something here, though, guys. You guys were asking right before we started recording about the paint that is
in
my beard, in my hair.
What the hell?
Today, before I left Alex's place, we were playing, Amber, Rachel, Alex, and I, a messy twister, if you've ever heard of that before.
Nope.
Basically, you got, like, your regular twister, like, it's outside thing.
Put his name.
Okay. You get your regular twister board.
Smith's just coming up, new ideas.
Your regular twister board, and you actually just get, like, paint, like, basically washable paint.
Yeah, temporary.
And just put the paint for each of the colors, and you just play twister like you normally would. Except if you fall, or, like, obviously your hands and feet are just getting covered in paint the entire time. And then if you fall, it's just like, ba-doom, all over.
Ba-doom, ba-doom.
Did you fall?
I fell once out of, like, 20 games.
I feel like that would be super slippery.
It was very difficult.
I feel like I would have been covered in paint.
Oh, we
all were.
Like,
you have yellow paint in your hair right now, and it's like...
Nah, babe, you're so graceful. You would have been great.
Definitely not.
Why does this game sound like something that you would see again? 3 a.m.
I have no idea. It was Amber's thing. I guess she'd played it with somebody off Jackson Street before at a sorority or something like that. So, yeah. 3 a.m.
Makes sense. We're doing that shit next semester.
Dude, it's fun. And then what we did afterwards to kind of, like, clean up a little bit, like, the girls got a shower. I didn't really bother. But, because I didn't have nearly as much of a mess as they did. But what we ended up doing afterwards was we just broke out a slip and slide. And
yes.
That's how we washed ourselves off.
All right, so we should do this.
I like the slip and slide idea.
We should do this the day after the Great Pizza Feast.
Oh, God.
Yay.
You sure be able to move after that?
The Great Pizza Feast of 2016.
Right.
That's the whole point. Well, it'll all just be like one sloppy mess. And then we'll have messy twister / slip and slide, and we'll just do Murphs all over again. Somebody's getting the belt. The belt is changing hands, like, twice.
At least twice.
Yeah, like, somebody's getting a clean pin. There's gonna be no DQs, no fucking submissions, just a pin. Somebody's getting the belt, damn it.
Oh, I forgot to mention this earlier before we started talking about the weekend. Earlier this week, I got to go see Paul McCartney up in Hershey on Tuesday. That was really, really good. I was impressed. Like, old dude, obviously, Paul McCartney, 74, 75, somewhere in that ballpark, I think. And the ticket says 7:30 for the start of the show. And you're thinking, like, okay, opener, that kind of thing. He comes out on stage at 7:45. And there was no opener. Like, they just...
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
There was just 15 minutes of like, it's okay, are they starting? Are
always
they not?
Live.
Exactly.
Not for Milli Vanilli.
Good point. But,
thank you very much.
That was good. But we're sitting there, and, like, we're waiting, and no opener, but he comes out at 7:45, and he starts playing. The man does not stop until 11 o'clock.
Shit.
Wow.
And I'm just like...
What a machine.
This 74-year-old man has this much energy for over 3 hours to perform. I'm like, I would be exhausted. I don't know how he's still going.
Hmm.
And I gotta say, he still sounds phenomenal. I mean, he was doing Beatles songs, Wings songs, his solo stuff, all kinds of things, and it was just like, wow, you've still got those chops.
Wow.
You got something you want to say there, Will?
No, I was just laughing.
But
he's got the chops.
It was kind of like last summer, when Steve and I went and saw Billy Joel in Baltimore. And
that
he was the
amazing.
Same way. He was the same way. I mean, like, again, phenomenal. Sounds exactly how he does on the records and everything. It was great. I was very impressed.
Well, I saw, who was it, Bob Dylan a few years ago. He, not so much. He lost his voice.
I mean, Bob Dylan's voice was kind of weird to begin with, though. Like,
well, and then, you know, he smoked like crazy for years and years and years, and his voice is just shot now, so he can't do any of his old music.
Really?
And he can only do his newer, very depressing sounding voice.
Oh, that's That's kind of sad.
You're still good.
Yeah,
you're great at the harmonica and the piano.
Well, that's important then. I mean, as long as he could still play, I guess. And I mean, don't get me wrong, if Bob Dylan was anywhere in the area, I would come and watch him, definitely.
Yeah. I actually can't think of the last concert I was at. I just haven't been to any, like, live shows.
Last concert I went to was Gambino in Philly.
Really? Oh, nice. How was that?
Yeah, that was really good. He put on an excellent show.
Acting childish?
Just a little bit.
I mean, that would be in the name, you know?
Yeah.
But that's right, though, Will. You were just saying before we started that you had gone to see Macklemore like a month or two ago.
Yeah, that was awesome. And it was Upper Darby. Beautiful. Not beautiful at all area.
But, I remember you saying the theater was nice, but the area was shit.
Oh, it's horrible down there. It's absolute crap. It's in the middle of the ghetto, but the theater is absolutely beautiful.
So, I want to bring up something here, because as we're sitting here, Will has his phone out and keeps up is playing Pokemon Go and is hitting the Pokestop that is immediately next to our apartment.
I gotta get more
apartment.
Pokeballs.
Oh, no, I feel you. I feel you. I do the same thing all the time. But, I don't know if you guys saw this, this was local. Police cite Pokemon Go players in York Township.
Uh-oh.
People have actually been getting, not arrested, but fined for...
Yeah, for trespassing.
Well, technically speaking, but, like, this one was outside a Greek Orthodox church, and the person got fined, like, $400 or something like that, and they're going on, they're like, I don't see why they're doing this, like, can't they at least just give me a warning first? But no, like, the police are just, like, cracking down on it, and I've seen it, also, where... this one wasn't
Fastball
around.
Fastball refreshes his Pokestop.
Yes. This one wasn't around here specifically, but I saw a sign, for a sign in a Dairy Queen that said, like, this is a business. Pokemon are for customers only. At least that.
I mean, I don't see why they couldn't. If it's their business and they're popping up, like, you have to think. People are wandering, and people are doing all sorts of shit, and people are getting hit by cars because they're not paying attention.
Yes.
Well, they like the game. All right, cool, you like the game. But you still have to be a functioning human being in society.
Well, that's them just being stupid in and of themselves. If you play the game, the very first thing you see is a player staring down at his phone as a Gyarados pops up, and it's like, be aware of your surroundings or something along those lines.
Yeah, but that's like the loading screen. Who gives a fuck about any loading screen, honestly?
Look, with how much the game has been down, most of us have stared at that loading screen for like 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
Anybody who knows it knows.
It's very true.
Yeah. I mean, they put that warning out there for a reason.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's not like the, if you go into like bigger cities, there's people at like late nights, they'll put up a lure. To have people like go to like a back alley and then they'll rob them.
Wait, that's something that's happened.
Yes,
that's a real thing that happens.
I have not heard that.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Like,
I mean, I'm not really surprised.
I'm
but...
not either, but like, it's just like kind of crazy. Like the imagination people use to like.
Yeah. It's brilliant. You use Pokemon to rob people.
Oh my gosh.
So
brilliant.
Real life Team
you
Rocket.
I was just about to say real life Team Rocket right there. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. You caught them all. Now I have them all.
And your wallet. And
your
phone. What size are those? And your shoes. Like, that's the thing. People aren't...
Is that a Rolex? I'll take that, too.
People aren't using common sense, and that's what pisses me off.
Are those Air Maxes?
But I do love the different businesses that are benefiting from it.
Oh,
like
it's been...
White Rose and Central Market. And
oh,
we even went to Glazen this morning, and they...
Yeah, they have, like, Pokemon events.
Yeah, they have, like, an event for people who are, like, playing Pokemon.
A lot of places are doing that. Like, down in Philadelphia.
It's brilliant.
In Philadelphia, Joe Stein was telling me that multiples of the bars down there are actually advertising that, hey, we put lures on our bars all day long, like... Come in, like, it's 24 hours, we will always have a lure going. And Joe said, like, people have been coming in, like,
constantly.
And they have just been packed.
Yeah, because that's the thing, like, it's the craze and everybody...
is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I did it, I'm...
It's a craze.
I'm not gonna lie, I did it myself last Monday, mostly because I never knew this, but... the Rose has a great Monday deal where it's steak and fries, like a pretty big piece of steak for $9.99.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, steak and fries for $9.99. I went down there during happy hour, I'm just like, this is going to be great. Steak and fries, $9.99, happy hour, and Pokemon. I mean, literally, I sat there with Allure, and I just caught Pokemon, ate my steak and fries. It was great, and drank.
My brain.
It's cool. Marcus is so disgusted.
I am. Like, I don't. Like, all right, it's cool. The idea, the concept, but people are, like, just losing their fucking minds. Like, I remember we were talking...
But have these stupid, crazy people affected your life?
Actually, in some ways, yes. Like, when you're trying to...
Marcus is like, I've been shunned because I'm not playing it.
Well, there's that, but I don't give a fuck. Honestly, people are just like, that's like if you go to a party and everyone's like, we're doing coke, are you doing coke? And I'm like, nah, I'm good. And they look at you like, you're wrong. I'm just like, I'm doing what the fuck I want. Get out of here.
Yeah.
But,
Smart choices.
Smart choices.
I'll make my own dumb choices my
Pokemon
way.
Pokemon Go to cocaine.
It's an addiction.
I think you might be onto something there, actually.
Yeah, but the game Stop makers were so bad, clever about it. They pick, everyone's favorite things about a game, like collecting items and having a ton of achievements.
Yeah, trophies. Yeah, we were just talking about this.
Yeah, we were talking about that last episode.
And it's not just that game, it's like every game. So you can't, if you're going to hate that game, you might as well hate every game.
Yeah, let me.
Haters going to hate,
right?
I'm going to be.
But guess what? The rest of us, we're just going to T-Swift it.
It has been decided. Marcus is just a hater.
let me be the fucking Oscar the Grouch of the group and just sit there like, in my grumpy ass trash can
so
by myself.
All three of us will play Pokemon and you can just sit there staring at us being miserable. I don't care.
Now I'm going to join you guys, obviously. I'm not going to be like, well, I don't play, so I'm going to sit here by myself in this corner.
That's exactly what you're going to do because we don't want haters around us.
I'm not going to lie. I have had it a couple awkward moments.
This is the last time I lend you a game, William.
I have had a couple awkward moments where I've just been sitting there.
Fuck you.
I've been sitting there with friends, and they all... And I mean, this was before Pokemon Go, but it's become a lot more prevalent since Pokemon Go, where they're all just sitting there playing on their phones, and I'm like, guys, like, I have Pokemon Go. Yes, I want to play. Yes, I know there's a lore, but I'm like, let's socialize. We're here.
That's even more now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean, I never really liked talking to people to begin with, so now I have an excuse.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you know me? Do you know how much
you
talk?
You love talking to people.
I was going to say, yeah, likewise.
So Marcus and I are the same in that manner.
So just talk for the group.
Look, I can carry a conversation pretty long by myself, but I'm going to need some throw-in every once in a while.
Analytical thinking process at its finest.
I'm going to at least need some acknowledgement or some slight turn of topic.
But that would almost be like if... Nick and I were just dictators for the group, essentially.
That's fine with me. Less decisions.
I mean, at least you have two people who are pretty benevolent dictators, right? I mean, we're pretty nice guys in the group here.
Keyword, dick.
What the fuck?
No, it's Nick.
I'm so funny sometimes I crack myself up.
We
Only
see that.
Yourself.
It's very evident, William.
But yeah, benevolent dictators.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has to talk.
Dick.
Nick.
Rhymes with dick.
Actually, Nick. That was my favorite part about meeting you guys, was that, like, you guys actually had, like, genuine conversations, whereas, like, other people would just, like, sit there, be on their phone.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Like, when you come into the fold, it'll be the weirdest shit ever, but it will go.
Oh, yeah.
It will go into
It's, like, the most entertaining conversation of all time.
Well, yeah. I mean, as Liz just pointed out, we started on Sarah McLachlan.
Ended up on Bestiality.
Oh my god.
It was the path of least resistance.
Whoa.
It just flowed naturally. Thank you,
now
Nick.
Now we're
Wentz.
Back to bestiality.
Nick never resists bestiality.
That was not me that even brought that back up.
I blame Marcus.
I was gonna say, I blame Franco. Because of almost koala. And
yeah, true enough.
Oh my god. I just remember standing at work, like, listening to your podcast, telling this story, and I, like, was cracking up. Everyone's like, what the fuck are you listening to? And I'm like, my friend started a podcast, like, I had to listen to it.
She's listening to the story about how Travis owes me a fucking cheeseburger.
At least.
Like, a nice one. I don't want no McDonald's bullshit.
McDonald's double.
They got the 2 for $5, though.
Exactly.
Yo, you know what you could do? Tell them to take you to Bruvino, and then you could play Pokemon for hours.
That's true. There's a gym right on Bruvino.
As we already know, you love Pokemon.
Your face.
No, I don't. Not at all.
Not now? No.
You say that, but I just don't believe it. I think you're a closet Pokemon.
Like, you just kick open the door, just like, poof. I'm sitting there, just, like, in my box, just like, don't look at me!
Don't look! No!
Wait, hold on. I gotta get this fucking Jigglypuff. Hold the fuck on! Like, ah!
Okay, now don't look at me!
I just got a Jigglypuff yesterday.
Like, I just, alright, hold on, I gotta feed it a berry. Come on, swirl.
See,
the ball.
He even knows.
I know, because I've seen people that have just been
you've seen people.
Uh-huh, likely story.
People My friend has this real Pokemon Go problem. My friend.
His alias goes by Marcus.
His name?
Who would expect it? Who would expect it? No one expects an alias to be your actual name. It's genius.
Nick does have a point.
It's genius. If you're trying to hide...
I'm Will, sometimes known as Will.
No one suspects a fucking thing.
But, you know, it has been kind of bad because, well, it's been great because I know a lot of people have been going out and exercising. I was running on the rail trail the other day. I couldn't help but laugh because I was like, I counted them as I was going, and there was at least 15 or 16 people on the rail trail that you could tell were purely only on the rail trail playing Pokemon Go, because they're just staring at their phones. And I kind of laughed, like, well, at least it's getting them outside and getting them some exercise.
Oh, that's great. Oh my god. Yesterday, we were going out for a walk, obviously going Pokemoning, and we...
Obviously, who actually just goes out walking?
I know. Well, we live so close to here, so we obviously didn't have to walk too far to market, like, only a block or so.
Yeah.
And if you, like, look up from your phone, there's, like, 15, like, maybe 30 people.
When did
people.
We really look up from the phone?
True. But there was, like, 30 people standing around just staring at the phone, and there was, like, 3 Pokestops, so you know that they're all catching Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw this on Wednesday night. I got called down to substitute for the scorekeeper for trivia, and I was walking down, and there was literally, like, this family of people. I mean, legitimately a family, like mom, dad, siblings, all that kind of stuff, sitting outside on the benches of Market Street being like, oh, I just caught a Magikarp. Like, oh, I just caught that. Like, I'm like, and the thing is I came back. Like, the trivia goes for about 2 hours. It goes from 8 to 10. And so I walked past them around maybe 10 to 8. And I walked out and was walking back around 10, and they were still out there, like, by the bench playing Pokemon Go. I'm just like, first off, these kids should be in bed. Second off...
Well, it's a summer.
Yeah, but... And I'm like, second off, how are your phones still alive? Third off, get a life!
Well, oh my god, that was so funny. Yeah, we were outside and we were talking to Nick Malenka, and there is this other woman who's like, oh, I want to, like, teach older, like, people how to play Pokemon Go. And we, all three of us, had battery pack, like, chargers.
Oh my god. Well, Malenka's been making me laugh because him and Steve have been going. And one of the things they've been doing is, and again, like, this is one of those things where I'm like, I could see this getting them arrested or fined or something. They've been going and catching Pokemon.
On the cemetery.
In the cemetery. Yeah. Apparently there's like 2 or 3 Pokestops up there, and they got like some really good Pokemon that come through there. I'm just like, you guys are just walking through a cemetery for the sole purpose of catching Pokemon. That's kind of weird.
Well, I heard it on the radio. Some lady got, like, stuck in a cemetery and, like, had to call the, like, someone, like the police or something, to like get her
stuck
out.
Stuck in the cemetery.
I don't know. Like she said, she was like embarrassed. She like they wouldn't
the
release
zombies
her
got
name,
my
but
phone,
like
won't
she
let
was
go.
Like it was so embarrassing. She was like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe I got stuck in a cemetery.
Well, certain cemeteries don't they? Certain cemeteries actually
they do
close.
Close. They do have gates.
That's probably what happened. She was just like, I'm gonna go get this Gengar. And like walked in and just like. Because they're on timer, so they just boop. And now you're stuck with all of the Gengars.
I heard cemeteries are really popular places these days. People are dying to get in them.
Boo.
There is state up at the COVID night.
I think it's funny
tonight,
that your laugh
try.
Sounds like Dracula.
One, two, three bad jokes.
No, my favorite is when they make fun of that on Family Guy, where he's like, let's count the titties. A one tit, a two tit, a three, because, like, the girl had, like, three tits or something like that.
Look, man, if I can find one with three tits, it's on the bucket list. I don't know what I'm doing, but I just, that's like one of those moments when you're a kid and you're just like, all right, cool, I'm going to get some tokens. And somebody's just like, here's $20 for tokens, and you're just like, shit, like, I was thinking I was gonna get $5 for tokens, but now I have $20 for tokens.
And he was just like, it's the best day ever.
First, I would be like, alright, there's, like, I would sit there and just, it would be almost like, I'd have to plan my attack, just like, well, never been here before. There's a... It's real! Alright.
You're like, I'm gonna Captain Kirk this and go where no man's gone before.
Oh. Left, right, so.
Face?
Middle,
center. Every. We're gonna maneuver this. I'm gonna sit there like a fucking coach and the NCAA.
I need a third hand.
An NCAA coach when it's like March Madness in the finals. I'm sitting there like the whiteboard just like, alright, you figure it out. So I'm gonna come in from this angle and that. But if I come up, no, that's too much.
No.
Nope, can't do that. That's, alright, shit, I'm gonna figure it out on the fly. Alright, put the time on the clock, let's do this, ref.
Alright, team,
let's go.
Marcus pepped himself up, like, alright, team, we're gonna go in there, we're gonna do this.
But that's anything. Like, even if she only had two, that's what everyone does anyway. You don't just go in and be like, well, I hope I'm good today. Like,
I just wing it.
Yeah, I mean, you wing it.
I know
it.
I'm good that day.
Hey! I'll give you that one, William. Yeah. But you don't just go in. Just be like, well, let's see what's going to happen.
You go in with the pep talk, like, this is going to be great. I'm going to do awesome.
Focus on your breathing, gentlemen.
Baseball.
Let's try the moves I watched yesterday.
That's another thing. Like, people are just like, it's going to be just like that video I watched. Here's
it's
the thing.
Never.
It's never
just like that video.
That video has been primped and propped and so she... Oh, God. It's nothing like that. It is absolutely nothing like that.
Nope.
And it's going to be weird and awkward when you find out, sir.
What's your input, Liz?
I have no input right now.
How you doing there, Liz?
I'm good. How are you doing?
You don't watch a lot of porn?
Nope. I'm surprised you do, though.
Neither do I. Yeah. Never.
Okay.
Porn is gross.
I actually just find it, like, weird. I'm just like, alright, so... They're here, they're doing their thing. I get why people like it, but I'm just like, nobody's gonna tag me in, so.
Okay, so.
Make it a little more comfortable conversation for Liz. I'm gonna steer this on over to an article that I think you sent us.
May have.
It's either Steve or you. A woman allegedly stole the wallet of a crash victim who just died.
That's fucked up.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
A woman in Tennessee was arrested for stealing a wallet from the body of a crash victim who had just died, according to the Green Bear Police Department. Brittany McCoy, 26, so our age, stole the wallet from the body of Ronald Clinard, 67, right after he was killed in a traffic accident in front of McCoy's house on July 1st.
That's even worse. Right in front of his house?
McCoy, yeah, or, well, in front of her house.
McCoy
allegedly used Clinard's card to go, or credit card, to buy beer, candy, and cigarettes from a convenience store while the crash scene investigation was ongoing.
That's just stupid.
It says McCoy was the first person to reach the scene of the accident and allegedly committed the theft while Clinard was incapacitated. And the police are just like, we see a lot of disgusting things as a police officer, but this is absolutely one of the most disgusting crimes I've ever seen. It is just a completely disrespectful and heartless act.
So back to
it
porn.
It really is.
So back to porn. Just kidding. No, that's
Star
just,
Wars? Anyone?
That's just so crazy.
Scooby-Doo me?
What, honey?
What?
I don't understand. What are you referencing?
Porn movie names. I think they're great names to think of.
Oh my god. Actually, this is terrible too. I'm just...
Go on.
First off, McCoy did not call 911 even when she went over there. Like, she wasn't the one who actually called.
The fuck?
And said that when Clinard's daughter showed up at the scene of the crash, McCoy actually asked her if she needed anything from the store. The daughter asked if she could get her a drink, so McCoy used the stolen credit card she had just stolen from the dead man's body to buy his daughter drinks.
This is some shit that sounds like it's out of fucking Squidbillies.
Karma's gonna come back and she's gonna die in a crash.
I mean, yeah. I agree with you, though. It sounds like something out of Squidbillies.
That's... Somebody's gonna steal her wallet.
In a future life, she'll be an ant.
An ant that will live for about 30 seconds and then get stepped on.
Yes.
That would be justice.
I thought you meant somebody's aunt.
No, like...
She might be one now, I don't know.
Maybe. Don't know how that
That's
works.
That's just despicable, though. Like, I that can't is... believe people would do something like that.
I mean, I can, but at the same time, I try not to. As you all know, I tend to be an eternal optimist about most things, but...
Nope, I just think motherfuckers are crazy. I'm not, like, one of those people that's just like, the world is going to end, but I'm just like... You guys do some stupid shit. Myself included. We all do, but...
I keep it on the mentality of like, oh, don't worry, everything's gonna work out for the best eventually, one way or another.
Nope.
People stick up for dumb and horrible people way too much. I think Darwinism is a great thing.
License to procreate, that's for sure.
Oh, did you guys see this? I can't think of his name right now off the top of my head. But the one dude who's the former head of the KKK is running for the Senate.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be good.
The thing is that he's been a House of Representative member. Like, if people know him being in the KKK. I'm just like, really?
No, see, shit. And,
well, actually, before you go on. Because he put out, like, this 5-minute video, like, please vote for me, blah, 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 blah. And his whole thing of, like, why the KKK isn't that bad in comparison to, he says,
please
like,
tell me.
He says, yes, like, we were bad back in the day, but he goes, now we're not because every group has advocacy groups and like, there's groups for gays and blacks. They go, there needs to be somebody to advocate for the white man. And I'm like, the white man doesn't need advocated for because he already has everything.
Yeah, it's called the government.
Exactly.
You're not fucking wrong. Like, to use a Nicolentism, you are definitely not wrong. Like, if you go through the timeline and say, like, who does the government favor? Even to this day, Caucasian
Always.
Male.
Always.
I love that you just said, though, like, a Nicolentism. I never realized that I said it like that that much or that wasn't a very common saying. Because even Cam texted me the other day where she's just like, yeah, somebody just said you're not wrong, and I just instantly thought of you, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I guess I'm glad.
That's what I think of when you told me about Cam. But yeah, dude, like... It was funny, because we were at the bar on Friday, and Steve was just like,
3-4 drinks in, feeling it, having a wonderful time. We started talking about politics. He's talking about Trump, and he's just like, that guy's fucking despicable. And, like, you, meaning me, he's like, you of all people, like, what do you think? Like, aren't you outraged? And I'm just like, dude, you're not telling me shit. He's not saying shit that people that you haven't known. Yeah. It's just a bigger scale now. Yeah. And that's why everyone's just like, he's a terrible person, but this is shit I already knew.
It's not an unknown.
Yeah. It's just, he's saying it on a large platform. That's like, if somebody's just like, oh, these two people were doing X, Y, Z, and then everybody knows, but the next day, they're on the fucking news station, like, they've done this. Like, now everyone knows.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. But, yeah, that's when I saw that, because I actually did watch the entire video, and for me, I'm just like, I could see how this could trick people, or how people would be like, oh, no, he's saying right things. Like, he's saying about how the white man needs somebody to advocate for them, and I'm just like, we're already advocated. As Will said, it's the government.
Yeah. Yep. That's the,
politics.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yep.
I don't think we've talked politics though since Bernie Sanders.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the Bernie Sanders dinner party. I'm trying to go to that shit so I can win in Yu-Gi-Oh! And
against the KKK.
Against the KKK, bring down racism with card games, and then just drink a lot of Appletini. That's still the dream.
We're bringing this all full circle here.
Yeah, definitely. It's all full circle. I mean, and then, if that doesn't work, I'm just going to get that little patch of land that, you know, little Twinkle Crown shit tried to get, and that's going to get our, I'm going to start my own country.
Dude, I will join you on that country.
Sweet.
What's the country name?
Well, if it's just going to be, like, me and Liz, Liz can be my vice president. And since
well, I'm going to be there.
But
no.
Follow her.
Nope, it doesn't sound like Liz wants to grant you a visa.
I'm going to be there. Well,
we'll see if you can get through customs.
We'll talk about it.
Well, yeah. Well, no, we'll need him to build us a castle.
Mm. There you go. So you just get to be serf labor.
That sucks.
No, thank you. I will stay in the good U.S. of A.
I'll stick to America.
America. That's right. America with, with America on top of the food chain.
America, where dreams come true if you can buy them.
Oh my God.
Accurate. Absolutely accurate.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, money.
We'll just bomb it and control you guys.
Like, what, we don't like you guys? Well, if we think we can beat you,
exactly,
we're going to fuck with you. And then when we find out we can't beat you,
ah, shit, you guys don't got oil? Ah,
crap.
Shit.
Why'd we do this again?
Yeah.
I honestly, alright, so I heard a theory that I think is very true. It was not just oil. I think it was also drugs. Because
for what? War in the Middle East,
yeah,
and everything?
Yeah, why they invaded. Because apparently, I think one of the big things that they produced was poppy.
Mm-hmm.
And poppy is used in a lot of drugs, as well as a lot of pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
So,
things I never knew before.
Yeah, I heard that, and I was just like, that actually makes a lot of sense.
America loves drugs.
we do, man. It's fucking crazy. Like, there's a market for legal and illegal like, people are faking pharmaceuticals just because they know they're going to sell.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to bring this stuff up. It's nothing specific here, but this weekend, San Diego Comic-Con is going on, and I was wondering if anybody here had seen any of the trailers and things that they have been talking about that have been releasing out the wazoo.
The only thing I know about is what Jake told us, Wonder Woman trailer?
Yeah.
Wonder Woman trailer came out, like a Spider-Man Homecoming, so you know, like the 16th Spider-Man reboot trailer came out. Doctor Strange, Suicide Squad, like, it is all over the place. I mean, It's pretty good stuff. Justice League, a Justice League trailer came out, so
yeah,
I'm looking forward to that.
That'll be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the second Spider-Man. I actually have it recorded. because it was on TV the other day. I was just like, this is already on TV. It was already on FX.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's only like 2 years old, but...
Yeah, I remember seeing that one in theaters.
Yeah, I didn't get to see that one yet, but I was just like...
I think I went to the Dollar Theater. I waited for that to go to the Dollar Theater. I went there.
Where is the Dollar Theater? South York.
Right by Wise?
It's right by Giant in the one plaza there.
Oh, like behind Wise, right?
Next plaza up, like you're in the one, you'd have to go further up Queen Street past 83 entrance, and then that one. Gotcha. Yeah.
I forgot there was a Giant there.
I'm really bad with directions, but probably because I'm Asian.
We went in,
No, that's driving.
same ballpark. Let her have this one. We went and got pizza there the other day, and that was actually really good.
Yeah. Well, they have this one local place up there, John's, that Alex and I have been going to pretty much every Sunday because they have this great deal where you can get a large pizza and a pound of wings for $16.
Yeah. Dinner?
That's exactly what Steve and Marcus did. Because we were talking about last weekend after we finished recording, we were talking about going down to the White Rose to grab on, first off, their happy hour, because we just finished around happy hour time, like it is now, and their half-off burgers that they do on Sundays. And we were like, oh, let's do that. And I was like, well, Alex and I are going to do this. And both of them were like, okay, no, that sounds better. Let's go do that.
Yeah, we did that, and that was fun.
What you doing over there, hon?
Trying to deglaze the sweat I got going.
I'm glazing over there.
Yeah.
Like the donut shop.
Got a beautiful glaze here. It's like a sauna up here.
Yeah. You'll definitely sweat out any of those bad toxins or anything like that. If anything, we should be charging when we have special guests on the show.
We need a heat rock so we can just like...
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
The summer's been... Bathrobes?
Yeah. We should get bathrobes.
Dude, get the monogrammed and everything.
Yeah.
Oh my god. In here with bathrobes right now, that would just
you
be...
You think they'd let us wear bathrobes to Murph's?
I think it'd be hot.
No.
Even if we had clothes under it?
Maybe if we had clothes under it, and Bobby probably be like, just take the stupid things off.
There was one time I went to my friend's place like forever ago, and his sister had this pink, it was like a pink bathrobe with stars on it, and I was like, I'm just gonna wear this. And while we were there, I just wore it around the house. I was fully clothed, like, jeans, t-shirt, but I was just like, this is mine for the next hour or so.
Marcus was like, I feel like a pretty princess.
Goddamn right. So, you catching anything over there, Will?
Oh, yeah. About to get a rat-a-tat.
Oh, my goodness.
Again? I got 100 of them.
Are you starting a farm?
Yeah. With little rats. Rat farm.
Oh my gosh, please no.
So it was essentially like your house when we'd all hang out there?
Yeah,
in real life, hell fucking no.
About to say, back in the day.
Like what, last year?
Yes. Last summer.
Yeah, last summer. And it'd be like, we're all going to Wells.
Well, sometimes Will wouldn't have any idea where you're going. We'd just show up.
Yeah, I wouldn't have an idea of like half the people who were there. I'd be like, who are these people? All right, whatever. Everybody's having a good time.
Yeah, what? No, I just sit there in the living room, and the mouse would just stare at me. And I'm like, it would take a second for me to register that it was staring at me, and then I'd freak out, being like, oh my god, there's a mouse in here!
Oh yeah, I forgot you guys actually
you're talking
had
about
a mouse.
The actual mouse that was there, yeah.
He was talking about the hood rat, as in doing hood rat shit with
as
our
in
friends.
Us.
Yeah. As in
no,
our
I'm just
friends.
Talking about actual Jerry's running around.
I still think one of the funniest moments that I remember from last summer is when we were all there, and Liz had to go to work or something the next morning, so she had gone to bed. And she said, she's like, because people had gotten up there earlier, and then people from the bar came up, and she's like, I was sleeping fine, everything was great, but then she reached it, and she goes, and your voice was the only one I could hear, and for about 30 seconds, I was like, God dang it, Nick! But then she said she just, like, rolled over and fell back to sleep.
Sounds
yep.
accurate.
Yeah,
it's pretty typical.
It was just funny, because I, like, woke up, and I was like, yep. That's Nick. Yeah. And then I heard you start laughing, and I was like, yeah, they're having a good time.
I remember there was, like, one night, I think we took the table and just moved it to the side, and it was, like, the living room just turned into a dance floor.
Yeah.
What? That happened?
Yeah, that happened a couple times. Yeah, that happened a couple times, but that...
I know I was at least there for one of the times that happened.
That night, we had a decent amount of people. Like, we had, like, 20 people in the house, and at one point, everybody's doing the wobble in the living room.
That's right. I think somebody has video of that somewhere,
somewhere.
Yeah.
I think Cam might have it.
I think it was Cam.
I don't remember, but that was...
Because I remember, I was just, like, sitting on the couch, and I was just like, don't feel like doing it.
But then the wobble started taking over.
The wobble came on, like, freaking five times that night.
And everyone's just like, one more time! And we just threw it, and then the entire living room was doing the wobble.
That's because, honest to God, the wobble is one of the best drunken dances to do, because it's not that hard.
I could do it one time. I do it once, and then I'll just watch and laugh.
My favorite moment was when you guys played Bohemian Rhapsody, and you guys were singing for a while.
Oh, yeah. We got really into
it. Your facial expressions were great.
We got really, really into that.
When Queen comes on, I've realized this, when Queen comes on, people lose their fucking minds.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's true.
Oh, actually, just speaking of Queen, and I hate to take it political again, but this was hilarious.
Where's my crown?
This was hilarious because the Republican National Convention just happened, and when Trump got introduced, what did he walk out onto but with Queen's We Are the Champions playing? Which everyone's like, isn't that kind of weird for him to be walking out onto that with Queen being led by, you know, this age-ridden frontman and all this kind of stuff? Like, which that's legitimately what one of, I think it was a Fox newscaster said.
Of course it was Fox.
Yep. Well, you know, the funny thing is that he used to use Adele's, like, When We Were Young song, and she was like, nope, I don't support you.
I've heard a couple people have actually complained to him about him using their song. They're like, no.
Yeah, they're I don't want people knowing thinking that I support you.
We Are the Champions should be played after every hookup. Like, think about it, like, it's just like, oh my god. Woo, you done?
I'm done. I'm good. I enjoy playing. I just had sex.
I was just about to say that. I enjoy the Lonely Island. I just had sex.
My friend.
She can verify that.
Yeah, no, I thought he was trying to announce it to our neighbors, and I was like, what the fuck? Right,
it's always just so good when they start going through, like, the, I think she wasn't racist, still counts.
Doesn't matter, had sex.
But she put a bag over my head. Doesn't matter, had sex. Still counts.
It would just break up the monotony of those moments, like, afterwards, where you're sitting there and trying to make conversation, and you're just like, so, like, if you don't know the person well, or they don't talk much, and you're just kind of like, so you like pizza? Like, yeah. Like, I had one of those moments one time.
So, you feeling like a champion? Because I am. We are the champions, my friends!
And just, like, in your sock drawer, have a thing of confetti in it.
We keep on fighting till the end.
She's either going to join you and you're gonna do it again,
or she's
never calling you back.
She's putting on her clothes and walking out. No, you need to be there with, like, the little poppers. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Have those
poppers
on the side of the bed.
We are the champions.
We are the champions.
Just make a whole show out of it.
Just glow sticks and just, like, hit the lights and just, like, like, gallivant.
Like, what the hell is happening? I need to get out of here.
I did not sign up for this.
I just wanted the sex.
This was more than I asked for.
Isn't it always?
I think Nick was about to say no.
I was about to go on something else.
Isn't always, unfortunately, no.
Pretty sure we all have stories where it's just like, strap in, kiddos, here we go.
Doesn't matter, had sex.
Yeah. Sometimes, yes, but then sometimes you think back and you're just like, Was that wise of me?
Life decisions.
The SS poor decisions.
Oh god. Speaking of fucking Amber and Alex together.
Not true enough.
Yeah, that's every time it's
those two and Libby, they are just like...
What'd you catch now?
Jinx.
The whore Pokemon.
Yep. Go on with your story.
No. But every time it's those three, they're just like, so Marcus, we're drinking, right? And I'm just like, or just anybody. Like the one time when it was the going away party for Luke, they just kept feeding Nick drinks.
Yep.
And where Libby holds her glass up that you drink even more.
And I'm just like, I thank God my tolerance is pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh my God, if she did that to me, I would probably die.
Probably. That's how hurt Amanda got me one night. It was not... Fuck, am I kidding? That shit was fun as hell and it was free.
All right, on that mention, we're at about an hour here, guys, and I am sweating my balls off. Yep. I know everyone else has got that nice glaze going, so... Yep.
I feel like Zoidberg when he...
I just lost some weight doing this. This is great.
That episode where he takes the butter, like, wipes it across his forehead.
What?
Futurama.
Yes, absolutely.
Let clock plock commence.
No, I saw... Do you remember one episode where he, like, ran for president or something? He's like, Zoidberg, why not?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was his slogan, why not?
That's kind of like everybody's slogan for the weekend, and that's how we end up being piles of blech by Sunday, because it's just like, more shots? Why not? And next thing you know, somebody's just like, bro, I'm not going to tell you what happened, I'm going to show you, and then you're at like some random house party with a bra, you have no idea where it came from, and you're like wearing it like Rambo, and your shirt's missing, and you're just like, oh, fucking A, more shots!
Why not?
I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to go over to Tommy Kelly's house and just take like a random... like bra and just stick it in there and just be like, Tommy, why do you have a bra in here?
Whenever I would go to a friend's house,
that's weird.
If I went to a friend's house.
Watch out, your car might get stolen.
So you know, girl, right. Girls, like, they're just like, I'm just gonna throw stuff wherever. And if whenever there was a bra on the floor, I would just literally just grab it and put it on my head and just hold a con, and they'd be like, where'd you find that? And they just like have a meltdown. I'm just like, no, it's mine, let me wear it, I'm a Viking.
Viking. Set up the horns, you just got mounds.
Yep.
Wait, was that with Steve that he, like, tried to claim my purse as his own?
What?
Steve Geller, yeah.
That sounds like something Steve would do.
That's adorable. I swear, he was like, oh, you're gonna borrow my purse now? And I was like, yes, I need to get a new drink.
All right, folks, Marcus, you can find me on the Snapchat. That's the ghost thing with the messages and the pictures. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I don't know, I think it was a sex bot that, like, added me, and she was just, like, 4 miles away, and she was like, let's fuck, and I was just like, what a neighborly thing to suggest. That's what I typed back. Don't know if she's real, because she has not answered the message, but apparently she's 4 miles away, which means she's in the area. Hmm. So, what the fuck ever. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
It all counts.
Hey, man, it's the numbers game.
Horseshoes, grenades, and followers, it all counts.
Hand grenades and nuclear weapons. find me on Snapchat, that's SIRMAV, and then QUEZMAV, that's Twitter, for all of the updates about PETA, and the same thing for Instagram, for all the pictures of Black Angus and Black Beauty that we're going to be taking.
And I am Nick. You can find me at NLenz42, that's NLENZ42, on the Snapchats, the Twitters, and the Instagrams, all underneath the same thing. You guys can follow me to find some of those fun and interesting things here to talk about, like the Paul McCartney. I posted up a few pictures and videos of that. I also posted up stuff from Trivia Night and from Jazz Night that I went to Thursday at the Hound. So make sure to follow up on that. You can also follow the Trophy Husband's Twitter at TheTrueTrophies. We are also on YouTube now at The Trophy Husbands.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys having us on.
Yeah, thanks for letting us. It's always a pleasure.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially
at WillKramer.com. New album's dropping again.
About to say, it already dropped. You already made a new one, man?
Yeah.
He's a workhorse. Every time I call him, he's just like, man,
I'm in the studio recording.
I'm in the studio. I need more jazz cabbage.
Beats.
As Sam likes to call it.
All right, so special thanks again for Will and Liz for filling in. And everyone, have a good one. Look for new episodes on Trophy Tuesdays.
Yeah, make burgers, not war.